AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us here on the Key of Huey Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Roxanne Van Gundy, the fearless leader of Lyon County Emergency Communications.
Roxanne, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning from the Kansas APCO Conference.
How are things going up there here to start the week?
It's busy. Lots of great 911 heroes gathered in one place. So always a good time. Lots of learning.
Before we start talking about our task at hand, how does something like this help to recharge and revive both your batteries and other emergency dispatchers around the area?
Chuck, we've always talked that, you know, our job is hard and it's pretty draining, and to have people around that understand the work you do and what you experience day in and day out is always a great, great revitalization of the soul. And it definitely helps morale and just learning in general, learning new things and learning from each other. It always helps. And I always leave these conferences with my cup filled and ready to face whatever challenge comes next.
Well, we brought Roxanne in here because very recently, I think it was within the last week to week and a half, the Emergency Communications Center partner Prepared, when it comes to technology, has recognized emergency communications here as a prepared center for excellence. And Roxanne, the way it sounds with some of the communications that you put up on social media here, this kind of reflects just in general the push towards, you know, technology and utilizing that and compiling all of that information. But it also reflects the ongoing work here of the Lyon County Center specifically to incorporate as many different avenues as possible to make that emergency response as smooth as possible.
Exactly. Video to 911 is still relatively new in the 911 world. And so there's a lot of centers that are still really hesitant about bringing that technology into their center. We sat down together as a team and talked about it. And we know that this is going to be an expectation of our citizens. And so we decided very early on that we wanted to adopt video to 911 and really, you know, make it work for our center and our community and make it work for us before we had to be forced to have something and chase out after how it's going to work best for Lyon County. So we've been with Prepared for since June of 2022. And, you know, we started very slowly, but we definitely have opened up our uses for it and have found so many things that video and having access to pictures and existing video that our citizens want to send us, how much that's really helped us. And it's a huge tool in our toolbox.
What is the learning training curve on video to 911? Is it fairly extensive, Roxanne?
You know, it's a very intuitive, user-friendly system, and they've designed it based on dispatcher suggestion. So that's really initially why we chose Prepared, because it's really based on what dispatchers have suggested to them. So, you know, outside of about an 8-hour training, it's really pretty easy. And we found that if we limited kind of what we used it for in the beginning, and then we grew it, they got more comfortable with it, and they felt more in control of the technology, and it just turned into being more successful since we started small.
So with this in mind, how can residents, I guess, contact you? You know, obviously, you know, this kind of takes out the traditional phone side of things, but how can they go ahead and contact you then to use this multimedia approach and then help dispatchers and you know, going as a result of that, also those that are responding to those various emergency scenes?
So phone will never go away. They do have to initiate a 911 call with us, or we can do it through a non-emergency call, but we have to talk to them first and then send a link. And then they have to accept that link. And then once the link has been established, we can either live stream with them, they can drop us pictures, or they can drop us existing video. So phone is still always going to be there. One thing I would just say is that some people are hesitant to establish a live stream connection because they think that we're going to be able to see in their phone or we're going to have access to their phone. We don't have any access. It's just a link between us and your video, and you have to approve of it. If you don't give permission, then we can't establish that connection. But with live streaming, you know, we found some really good uses for, you know, seeing suspicious vehicles as they're driving through neighborhoods, or, you know, taking pictures of people as they're looking, you know, into windows or whatever, you know, so it's just adding to that initial phone call. And we'll walk you through it the whole time. When we do have a live stream activated, it doesn't have a way for us to talk through the video system. We do have to still keep that phone connection.
So, we can speak to you. So have you used this much the past year, Roxanne?
You know, we've had quite a bit of use, actually. You know, it started slowly, but it has slowly really gained some traction. And so we've really utilized it in a lot of ways. The last time I helped on the shift, we had somebody who had a missing juvenile, and we were able to establish connection with him using Prepared. And we could track how he was walking through the neighborhood. You know, it's a great way for us to connect with kids and juveniles, because that's where they feel comfortable in that technology. So we were able to talk to him through Prepared and then get him to call us on 911, and it just built from there. So, you know, we use it pretty frequently, and it's a tool we never thought we needed, but now that we have it, I don't know how we could do it without it.
Outstanding. Well, it's really, it sounds like the latest evolution when it comes to emergency dispatch. And once again, Lyon County is really at the forefront. Roxanne, really appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and really hope that we can maybe talk about this in further detail, maybe for a talk of Emporia later on this year. But well done again here for you and your staff.
Thanks, Roxanne.
Thank you so much, guys.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, Roxanne Van Gundy, Lyon County Emergency Communications Center Director. Interesting stuff there. Technology.
Yeah.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah. And again, the Lyon County Department listed as a Prepared Center of Excellence here.